Amen. Well, welcome to Back to the Book broadcast this morning. Thank you for taking time out to listen to us. Evangelist Gene Voss with you today, bringing to you the Word of God from God's precious book, getting back to the Word of God today. There's anything we desperately need is to getting back to the Word, the Holy Word of God, as God has given it to us in these last days. I unashamedly, unreservedly, tell you the Word of God for the English-speaking folks today is the King James 1611. God's given it to us, and I praise God for the Word of God. Don't want anything else. We'll not read or study anything else. Just give me the precious and pure Word of the living God. Amen. Well, just thought I'd throw that in this morning. Good to be here before the microphone for you today, and hoping we'll be a blessing, be a help to you this morning. And so you ask God to help us today. If you know the worth of prayer, you pray for those, of course, that are sick and suffering, those that's not able to be in the house of God today. Pray that you would pray for them this morning. God would just touch them. Brother Cecil Parrish, I'd like to send it out to him this morning. He's been able to come some lately, and so you remember to pray for him. Also, Jerry and Vicky, send it out to them this morning also. And others that are not able to come, be in the house of God this morning, you pray for them today. Those that are sick and suffering, God will just help them, and He will, as we look to Him for strength and for grace, as we stand in need of that today. So it's a joy to be back this Sunday morning. We apologize for last Sunday or two. I don't know. My fault on things that were happening there. Broadcast, hope this is getting there fine today, and so you pray that God would just take it and use it for His glory this morning. We invite you to be in church with us today. Now, we're members here at Mountain View Baptist Church in Tryon, on Mountain View Road here in Tryon, Georgia. Or you come, Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor. He'll preach to you the Word of God. You come be with us today, Sunday school at 10, worship 10:45, and then back tonight at 6 o'clock for the evening service, and then 7 o'clock on Wednesday night. So you come and be with us this week. God will bless you. Believe you will come be with us in the house of God this morning. All right, we'll go with the Lord in prayer. We want to pray for your needs today. I know you've got some things you need to pray about. You may have neglected it. You may have forgotten it. But there's things the Holy Ghost reminds you to pray for. You've got friends. You've got loved ones that are lost. You've got folk away from God, out of church. And I pray that you'll remember them when you pray this morning, that God would just touch their lives and touch their hearts today. Our fathers, we bow in your presence this morning, Lord. Thank you for this day. Privileged, Lord, to bow at the throne of grace today and to come boldly through the precious blood of our Savior this morning. Thank you for loving us, for helping us when we were helpless, Lord, for loving us when we was unlovable, and reaching down and picking us up and giving us what we needed when we couldn't do for ourselves. Thank you for your grace, your mercy. And I pray for those this morning that are listening that's unsaved today. This might be the day they'll turn their heart to the Savior and be saved before it's too late. There's some out there, Lord, that's drifted away from the Lord, gotten out into sin, away from God. Some out of church this morning, gotten cold and indifferent on the things of God. I pray you can bring conviction where it's needed today. Bless the bereaved, comfort them, and touch those that are suffering and sick. Just have your will and way today. Help us now in the Word of God this morning. May it be what it needs to be to folks that listen today. Everything you do, we'll praise you for it. Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, we're going to have a couple of songs this morning. Hope it'll be a blessing to your heart today. And you listen to a few songs from the camp meeting where we're at down in South Carolina. Play a couple more of those for you today. Hope it'll be a blessing to you as they sing.
Have you ever been afraid of what tomorrow's gonna bring. And you're facing it alone, at least that's what you think. I can tell you after going through that valley, even though I didn't see it at the time, it was in my weakest moments that he held me. And I know you'll find he will carry you when you can't go on. He will be your strength when your strength is gone. He will lift you up. He will be enough to get you through. And the road is long and you want to quit, 'cause you think you've got nothing left to give. You can fall apart, fall into his arms. He will carry you.
Amen.
Have you ever got the news that you hoped you'd never hear? When you're chasing down a dream just to watch it disappear. When somebody that you love turns and walks away, and they leave you standing there with shattered faith, you don't have to pick up all the broken pieces. You don't have to try to cover up the scars. You were loved and you can always run to Jesus. Just as you are, he will carry you when you can't go on. He will be your strength when your strength is gone. He will lift you up. He will be enough to get you through. When the road is long and you want to quit, 'cause you think you've got nothing left to give, you can fall apart, fall into his arms. He will carry you. His heart is never weary. No, he's never tired. Through the toughest times, through the longest nights, through the flood and through the fire, he will carry. He'll be your strength when your strength is gone. He will lift you up. He will be enough to get you through. When the road is long and you want to quit, 'cause you think you've got nothing left to give, you can fall apart, fall into his arms. He will carry you.
Amen. I'm glad he carries you. Praise God for that this morning. He's always there when we need him. He's never forsaken his own. He's always precious to his children. Takes care of us, and I thank God for that this morning. Hope you enjoyed that song today. Hope that was a blessing to you. Have another one now. You listen as they sing.
I've not always been faithful, but he has. I've not always been graceful, but he has. I've not always been true, but he's always come through. He has, yeah. I am. I say I can't go on, but he says I can. I've not loved everyone, and I've not always overcome, but he has.
Amen. Well, I'm glad he has. Amen. Romans chapter 1 this morning. Romans chapter 1. We'll try to bring to you what the Lord's laid on our heart today for the broadcast time. For you that are listening this morning, Romans chapter 1, beginning with verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet, even if they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Now, I want to use that particular passage of Scripture this morning for just a few minutes on the thought of what God says about apostasy and heathenism. What God says about apostasy, paganism, and heathenism. God says some things about sin today. You can rest assured that God knows exactly what's going on in our land today. He knows exactly what's happening in America this morning. He's keeping a record. He's keeping track of it. He's never surprised. He's never amazed. He always knows what's taking place in this great land today. And so there are some things we notice about this Scripture here today. First of all, God reveals His wrath against these things. His wrath is revealed, the Bible said, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. It's revealed from heaven. God reveals from heaven against ungodliness and unrighteousness. Now, human ungodliness is chiefly a sin against God, and human unrighteousness is also sin against man. So there's things that God deals with. It's against God and against men. We sin when we go against God and even against men. And so I want you to notice some things about His wrath is revealed. God is very clear what He thinks about sin today. His wrath is revealed. Now, the Bible tells me in the Word of God that we as God's people are not appointed to wrath, but to obtain salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. When you get born again, you get saved by the grace of God, you avoid the wrath of God. I didn't say you enjoyed it and you avoided the correction of God and the chastisement of God. That is for God's children this morning. That is for those that are saved. But the wrath of God is reserved for those that know not the Savior, and they're reveling in the sin that they're in, willingly rejecting the Lord God and the truth of God, the Word of God. They're rejecting it openly every day. And so we find the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. God lets us know. And you read this Bible this morning and you'll find out what God thinks about apostasy and about sin that's taking place in our land today. Now, we read some things here in Romans chapter 1 that pretty well portrays America today, what's taking place in the world we're living in, and even in America, that you would think today that a Christian nation like America once was, that we would know better than doing the things that's being done today. But there's a rejection of the Word of God. The Bible has been rejected. They don't want the Bible. They don't want it in the schools. They don't want it in the government. They don't want anywhere. But the Word of God is for everybody this morning. It doesn't matter who you are. It's for you this morning. God give us the Word of God. And He gives it to sinners that they might know how they could get saved by the amazing grace of God. He tells the sinners about the wrath of God here. You see, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness, that sin against God. I'm telling you, my friend, there's one thing that you don't want to do is make God mad at you. Amen. God will judge sin in your life. Amen. And of course, human unrighteousness and things that are not right before God and before your fellow man, those things that offends others. Amen. Those things that are even offensive to the very morality of men today, that is sin against humanity. And so here we find that it's revealed from heaven. Yes, sir, revealed from heaven against those things. And then number two, you'll find that God reveals Himself through His creation. There's no man's got an excuse today for on the sin that they're in. Now, He's revealing the sin here. He's also revealing his where He's at, what shows that God is God. The Bible said that because that when they may be known of God as manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. God shows us who He is. So the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen. The invisible things of God from the creation are clearly seen. We see the creation of, through the creation of God, the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. No man is without excuse today. The firmament showeth the handiwork of God. Amen. You just look at nature. That's all you see is nature. And you're not going to see the glory of God. But you look in the firmament that God has created there and put into the skies, into space. The firmament shows the glory of God. You can't see the wonders of that without recognizing that there is a God. And God has clearly shown man through His creation that He is God and what God made. Amen. You can't even look at man and know there is not a God. There's got to be a God that makes the body of man. How the amazing complexity of the body, of the human body, has to be of God. No man could do that, and no amount of explosions could cause that. It's got to be a supreme being, and His name is God the Father, and He's got a Son named Jesus, and He's revealing Himself through His creation, and that man is without excuse today. And there's no excuse for going on without God. There's no excuse for you rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no excuse for you rejecting the Word of God. You've got to see there is a God. He that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And so then we find number three, apostasy is exposed in these verses. Verses 21, the Bible said, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Apostasy is revealed in the hearts of His creation today. And they knew God. They knew there's a God, but they glorified Him not as God. Do you not see that taking place in our land today? They say they know there's a God, but they reject Him. They don't accept Him, and they don't glorify Him as God. They don't recognize Him as God that's got all the good things of heaven, and God that's provided redemption through His Son, the Lord Jesus. They refuse to recognize that, and that's a sign of apostasy, not recognizing God as God. And they say, well, that's just not for me, and I just don't believe what they're saying about God and about creation and about Jesus Christ and on the cross of Calvary. And they reject Him, the very thing that can save them. And today, apostasy is prevalent in our land today. It certainly is. And so we see the apostasy is exposed here in these verses today, professing themselves to be wise. Do you not see that today? They say we're living in the smartest generation that's ever lived, but yet we got the more fools in this generation than ever has been. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. The Bible said, the fool has said in his heart that there is no God. And my friend, those that rejects Him, and that they're fools this morning. That's what the Lord said. When the fool said in his heart, there's no God, that's a sign of apostasy, apostates, that's turned away from the God of heaven and refused to recognize that there is a God that can redeem them by the glory of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And they changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into image make a likened to corruptible man. Have they brought my God down to man's standards today? They tried to make God like man. But listen, God came here to make man like God. That's what Jesus came to die for, so that we could be saved by His wonderful and glorious grace. And so, my friend, we're living in those days of apostasy today. And we'll see in the next verses of this chapter, we'll probably have to continue next Sunday. But listen, we're seeing what's taking place in our land today, and we can put our finger on it. We know people that's involved in it. There's sin that's going on in our land today. We've got kin folks, we've got friends that's involved in the apostasy that's taking place in our land today. Now, I want to tell you, my friend, apostasy does bring judgment. The only thing you can figure on apostasy is God will bring judgment. The wrath of God is going to be revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. And that's going to happen in the near future. Because, listen, there's one thing we do know this morning, brother. God, my friend, gave His Son, the Lord Jesus, to die for our sins. He ascended back to the glory world and made a statement when He was here and said, I'm going to come back and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you may be also. And God's given us things that we know that we're approaching the days of the coming of the Lord Jesus. My friend, the Lord's coming real soon. And if you're not saved, you're going to face the wrath of God. My friend, just as sure as your name is what it is, that's going to take place one day very soon. The Lord's coming. And the apostasy has been revealed in this chapter today. I challenge you to read Romans chapter 1. And brother, you will see what condition that we're in America today. And my friend, around this whole world, my friend, there's apostates, there's sin, there's wretchedness, and the wrath of God is revealed against those things. And God said, I will judge them at the great white throne judgment. My friend, God will judge every sinner according to what they've done in their bodies. Amen. And by another judgment seat of Christ, He'll judge His children and judge His people. But there's coming a day. God's judgment's coming. Listen, it's coming upon this world today. And there's things happening here in this life that man's paying for their sins. Apostasy's on us. And my friend, sin is rampant, and we reject Him, the Bible, reject Him, the Lord, and my friend, judgment is on its way. Amen. The Bible shall there be wars and rumors of wars. There be all these storms and the earthquakes in diverse places, and things are taking place in our land today. Earthquakes are increasing more every year. My friend, things are happening in our great countries today, and that we can see the wrath of God, floods and
and all these things taking place in our lands today, and because the day of the Lord's approaching, when the wrath of God's going to be revealed from heaven against all ungodliness, you will not escape. And the only thing you can do today is to get born again, cry out to God for mercy, and come through Jesus Christ and be born into the family of God. There is the possibility that you may be living when the Lord comes, and that you'll be left behind. And that, listen, my friend, if you die in your sins, you'll go to hell just as sure as your name is what it is, and there'll be no opportunity after death. There'll be no opportunity after the Lord comes for you to get born again. You better get saved today. Apostates will be judged by the Lord Himself. Amen. And so, listen, my friend, I'm not going to get through with this today. That, listen, apostasy's results are found here. And my friend, you can cross the line. God can give you up to reprobate mind, and brother, and to give you over to the sin that you're voluntarily involved in against God. And brother, the judgment will come, and you'll find that it will take place in your life today. Well, our time is gone this morning. God, help you to respond today. Get your heart right with God. Get saved as grace, and He will bless you if you'll call out to Him today. God bless you until next Sunday at this same time. Amen.